Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Report of the passing on Facebook. Air General Jack Keane on Fox News.
So he was part of the generation. After the huge strategic failure in Vietnam.
U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, in an Axios interview, said he's reluctant to withhold federal funds from states that won't enforce school mask mandates.
In those states.
Forced inoculations are here, and still you'll wear those dirty masks, you dirty human.
3 weeks to protect the NHS. Stay home to flatten the curve. Just hold on until summer, then it's over. Well, now it's forever. Everything that we endured, everything that we complied with in order to get back to normal has now apparently gone out of the window because the experts say we're never getting back to normal. They're now suggesting COVID restrictions will never be lifted. UK government medical officer says masks should be worn for years. Biden's 100-day mask challenge is now wear masks for the rest of the year. And the UK government promised no vaccine passports. Now they're about to implement them. Some restrictions should last until all adults have been vaccinated, senior health official says. First it was back to normal when the elderly and vulnerable are vaccinated. Then it was when the over 50s were vaccinated. Now apparently...
In a modern masterpiece of science fiction.
They're barricading the street.
Invasion of the body snatchers.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's Monday.
Alex Jones.
October 18th.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will be on their way.
It's time for sex.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice. Intolerance and depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, Colin Powell is dead. Fully vaccinated with COVID-19, is dead from blowback of his own weapon system. Hitler, of course, helped fire nerve gas in World War I. It almost killed him. So, Colin Powell, a casualty, their own operation.
At the time of cutting this announcement, it is the morning of Sunday, October 17th. And that means there is less than 48 hours left to take advantage of our emergency mega blowout sale that is tied directly to the supply chain breakdown happening across the world by design for the Great Reset. As the central banks attempt to bankrupt the mainline economy, to consolidate it, then to move in with the quadrillions of fake currency they have to buy up what's left of the infrastructure that they don't already control. This is economic warfare. And so InfoWars is under attack like every other pro-American independent organization, and we need funding. And so, despite the fact we're running out of a lot of our best-selling products, I'm still offering them at huge sale prices because I need to move them out to get the capital in. So take advantage of this sale. It's only running until Monday night at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, on this live Monday, October 18th, 2021, worldwide transmission. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours, and I've cleared out all the guests today because I want to be able to cover all of this massive, incredibly important news and information. And I want to be able to take your phone calls as well. So thank you for joining us on this Monday, October 18th, 2021 transmission. Okay, I'm first going to say this, and I don't say this to score a three-pointer or to score a slam dunk. I do this because this is why we're in so much trouble. I took off part of last week to spend time with my family and all of my children, and took them to Florida to the beach. But I did some research and did some hosting, as you heard, because you just can't drag me away, obviously. History's happening right in front of our faces, and I don't want to just be run over by it. I want to be a participant in it, and I want to have some control of my destiny. But Friday, when I'm flying back, Friday morning, I actually see it on the CNN monitors at the airport, blood testing under the new global COVID vaccine passport will ensure that you do not have COVID as the new test. And so I get on the plane, I'm on my phone, so-called phone, this digital tracking surveillance platform, they call a phone, this Trojan horse. And I noticed Paul Watson did an article about it and did a video about it. And he focused on the blood, how they're going to take your blood to travel. And then I noticed Saturday and Sunday, no one ran headlines, not even, and maybe I missed it, but Zero Hedge, it's one of the only groups that is sometimes, a lot of the time, even ahead of me. And no one picked it up. No one picked it up. Not Paul Watson at InfoWars or Summit.News, not Zero Hedge. No one. And I thought, well, surely Climate Depot and Mark Moreno is going to be on this. Went over there, wasn't there. Maybe it's there now. And do you know what it is? Do you think them saying they're going to take your blood every time you travel with a new test owned and certified by the UN is the only one they can use that's now owned by Bill Gates and Soros that created the company a year ago and set it up? That's a whole scam in and of itself. But that's not the big story. And again, that's how they do it. CNN, ABC News, all of them ran with World Economic Forum unveils COVID passport that uses blood test markers to determine vaccination status. Do you know what was actually in the Davos Group announcement? I've counted it. 10 giant announcements. And the blood is the least of them. 10. I've got the transcript right here. I've got screenshots of their video. We're going to play the video again. And, folks, I got tons of news to cover. I'm not going to cover the same thing I covered last night, you know, because I don't have something to cover. It'd be like if Martians landed in Washington, D.C., I wouldn't be talking about the price of oil, or I wouldn't be talking about how much coffee beans cost, or how somebody got shot down at the liquor store. This is the big daddy. Let's put the live show headline up if we can. Because that's what this is. Mark of the Beast system officially announced. There it is. Mark of the Beast officially announced. Davos Group rolls out vaccine passports to enforce global carbon taxes to restrict travel. Probably want to take the S off the end. Now think about that. Let's put it back up on screen. I wrote that headline 2 minutes before I went on air, so that's my typo. I'm fixing live on air. Blowback. Fully vaccinated Colin Powell dies from complications of the Wuhan lab globalist bioweapon COVID-19. Tune in now to this pivotal broadcast of the Alex Jones Show, because Alex Jones will lay out 200 ways to peacefully bring down the New World Order dictatorship. Share this link. And you know, I am. You know, a buddy of mine who has been involved in overthrowing governments and who has been involved in major, very famous black ops and involved in the preparations to overthrow Kim Jong-un, things like that. I mean, he's a patriot. He didn't send me something secret this morning at 4 a.m. He sent me something that's public and that they've used in other countries to overthrow dictators. And so coming up in the third hour today, I'm going to read all 190 plus, but I've added a few to this because this list is not as modern as it could be. But it is 198 methods of nonviolent action. And this was developed by the Pentagon back when they actually followed the motto of free the oppressed, not oppress the people. So we're going to be going over the 198 methods, and I just said 200 because there's just a few more that I'll tell you are actually new methods of resistance. But we can open the phones up, too, for a whole show and talk about what those methods of resistance could be. So that's what we're going to be breaking down today. But at the bottom of the hour, because something this big needs to have some fanfare. I mean, auto-announce this 7 o'clock at night when it's already dark and have spotlights above the building and, you know, dancing girls and 21-gun salutes going off. I mean, maybe people go, whoa, this is important. Because if we don't spotlight this and say, hey, this is really big, kind of like, is it important that a cockroach fell in your swimming pool and you're going to have to scoop it out later? No. But if I called you up as your neighbor and said, hey, Bob, four guys just broke in your house and they're carrying out your furniture put in the van, that's pretty important. Well, this is about a trillion times more important. I mean, this is hair on fire. This is really bad. Okay. They have openly announced the global government carbon tax to buy and sell and to travel. They say it will restrict your travel. And they say it is under the UN-approved worldwide vaccine passport. And it's now being officially rolled out by the entire Fortune 500 as we speak. Now, you think about that. Now, they didn't just release this until Thursday, but they actually produced this and said it would be ready by September. So it's already rolling out, and major retailers and major airlines have announced it. So, oh, you thought you were just getting the COVID pass, proving you'd have the shots. Oh, sorry. It's now a carbon pass. Now, folks, if you're a regular listener, you've heard me say this probably in the last 21 months through the show, 6-7 days a week. How many days? Almost 600 days. About 600 days. I've been on about 7 days a week, and I probably say it every hour. So I've said this thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of times. And again, it's not because I have a Palantir, a crystal ball. I'm not talking to Sauron or Gandalf or the elves. I don't have the ring of power. I've got this. He wrote a damn book a year and a half ago about the whole plan, which was already in their plans we already covered years before. But they officially say this, and they're doing this to make you poor, to control you and make you non-essential, and they're not going to let you travel or live, and food's going to cost three times more, and fuel's going to cost double, and that's just the beginning. So everything collapses, and I have them officially announcing it in the news today. But I'm going to show you where they say it and go over each piece of it and then the incredible lies. It says nothing tracks you and you have no privacy violations and no one has your data. When we take your blood, when we scan it, when it's on a QR code in a global UN database, and we're going to add up your carbon credits and decide where you can go and what you can do if we let you, and that doesn't track you. That's like saying, again, if you took somebody and chopped their head off with a guillotine saying nobody laid a scratch on that person's neck. Or have the Dallas Cowboys run on the field with their powder baby blue helmets and the navy blue star and saying the Dallas Cowboys aren't in Dallas and don't have navy blue stars. I mean, it is like saying red lights aren't red, green lights aren't green. It is just, it's fabulous gaslighting. And you think, well, that's dumb. That'll discredit them. They don't care. They're meant to just get you used to so many lies. And yeah, convicted pedophiles came to your school unannounced and your five-year-old bounced on their erection through the pants. Yeah, yeah. And the mother just take the children and lay them on the genitals of the man while he humps them on TV. It's all pissing on you. It's all dominating you. But hey, these guys will face God. You look at the blowback of Colin Powell, and you know Colin Powell. I feel sorry for him, but I don't like to judge the dead, but man, I tell you, he never repented of what he did, and I tell you, he's burning in hell right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The front lines of the fight for the human future and the war for the third dimension and beyond. For the tenth dimension. Beyond infinity. All right, here we are. Colin Powell is an absolutely wicked person who, when they couldn't sell the Iraq war, and the New York Times and others were knowingly manufacturing yellow cake from Nigeria and aluminum tubes and nuclear weapons hidden under rose bushes in southern Baghdad, they wanted to go destabilize that country further and be able to take it over. They'd already set up Saddam, who I'm not defending, in 1990. They told him to invade. They told him to go after Iran and the Iran-Iraq war. He was put in by the CIA. And they then set him up to build their New World Order, to have the image of the UN and all these countries ganged up going in and invading a country. Then they put sanctions on him that killed over 2 million Iraqis. And then along comes 2003, and instead of going after the Taliban or Al-Qaeda or the globalist groups and the Carlyle group and the Bushes that funded them and protected them, instead the United States went after Iraq again. And our military was put into there. So they could make trillions and trillions of dollars. What, $5 trillion off the Iraq war, $2.5 trillion off the Afghanistan war, designed for the big defense contractor companies to steal trillions of dollars and to base our military. And he got up there famously with the anthrax vial and said, this is being made in these mobile labs. And they showed a supposed photo of one of the mobile trucks that they knew from Jane's Weapons Quarterly was a very popular British truck made for 50 years that Saddam had bought hundreds of for the Iran-Iraq war in the 1980s, that put up hydrogen balloons at 10,000 feet on a cable with cameras on them so you could direct artillery. In fact, it turned out U.S. taxpayer money paid, and the CIA advised Saddam to buy those vehicles. So the CIA advised, the U.S. taxpayer paid to give money to Saddam for him to then buy those very trucks that they knew the name, the model, everything. Like you see an Abrams tank. Well, is that an A-1 whatever? Or what variant of the B-2 bomber is that? Or what type of aircraft carrier is that? What class is that? They know in 5 seconds, a weapons expert. And they got there and said, here's the anthrax, and they made it in these trucks. And then they went in there and blew the whole country up again, and you know the rest is history. Another million starved to death after that. That's what they did to an industrialized country. Now they're starving us to death. Now they're shutting down our countries. Now they're putting us under the same globalist siege. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander. We reap what we sow. That's why we have to repent before this comes down on us, but it already is. The same murderers that wanted to depopulate Iraq are now going to do it to us. They're doing it to Africa, Latin America. So isn't it karmic, or you reap what you sow, that he held up a fake bioweapon, turned out it wasn't even anthrax in the vial. Be illegal to even be walking around with it for anybody, unless you're in a level 4 weapons lab at Fort Detrick. He holds up the so-called vial of anthrax enough to kill everybody in the building, if they were to aerosolize it properly. And he used the lie of a biological weapon to launch a war that killed another million people total. And isn't it fitting that he died from a biological weapon? Isn't it fitting that at Fauci and Gates and Peter Daszak cooked it up and ran the Wuhan lab. We have all the documents and all the admissions, how they made COVID-19, how they told the Pentagon they were going to release it on the Chinese people. Pentagon said that'll start a war. Do not do that. That was only 5 years ago. And they cooked it up and finally did release it. So they had plausible deniability to say, oh, it came from a wet market, a wild animal market, or it accidentally got out. No, they released it on purpose, and it's in Operation Lockstep. And then that very weapon killed the globalist puppet who helped serve the same system and lied about biological weapons himself. That is extremely fitting. Am I happy he's dead? No, but I'm happy he can't commit more evil in his lifetime against humanity, because he is the accomplice to mass murder and mass death and is a war criminal of biblical proportions, along with Henry Kissinger and the rest of them. Bill Clinton's fighting for his life right now in a hospital with flesh-eating bacteria. They will all face their makers. Hillary looked real scared walking out of there. Not because she cares about Bill, but because she's got the fires of hell lapping at her pedophile-defending ass. Her warmongering, America-hating, God-hating ass. But here's the bigger story. He took the Pfizer shot. That's on the news. He bragged about it. And just like the John Hopkins statistics and the UK statistics show, you're twice as likely to die of COVID if you take any of those vaccines that aren't vaccines. And you're way more likely to end up in the hospital or dead, and it's the same in every major country in the world that has taken those. The countries that haven't taken them, no problems. It's over for them. So, a casualty of his own evil. Those that live by the biological weapon sword die by the biological weapon sword. Here is him setting the stage to go back and kill millions more in Iraq.
You will recall that it took UNSCOM 4 long and frustrating years to pry an admission out of Iraq that it had biological weapons. Second, when Iraq finally admitted having these weapons in 1995, the quantities were vast. Less than a teaspoon of dry anthrax, a little bit about this amount. This is just about the amount of a teaspoon. Less than a teaspoon full of dry anthrax in an envelope shut down the United States Senate in the fall of 2001. This forced several hundred people to undergo emergency medical treatment and killed two postal workers just from an amount just about this quantity that was inside of an envelope. Iraq declared 8,500 liters of anthrax, but UNSCOM estimates that Saddam Hussein could have produced 25,000 liters. If concentrated into this dry form, this amount would be enough to fill tens upon tens upon tens of thousands of teaspoons. And Saddam Hussein has not verifiably accounted for even one teaspoonful of this deadly material. And that is my third point, and it is key. The Iraqis
And he goes on to show the trucks and tell all the lies. Well, he got killed by a real bioweapon. It wasn't Saddam Hussein cooking up anthrax. No, ladies and gentlemen, it was the people in charge of minions like Colin Powell that were cooking up COVID-19 that they then released on the world to kill our old people and to kill people that have pre-existing conditions to depopulate. And now the vaccine itself is not a vaccine. It's killing even more people than that. And it's all confirmed and it's all on record. So, they say you not speak ill of the dead, but I think when you're talking about the likes of Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler or Colin Powell or Bill Clinton, I'll just say this. Thank you, Jesus. Vengeance is yours. Colin Powell is now where he wanted to be, away from God. You can bet your bottom dollar.
At the time of cutting this announcement, it is the morning of Sunday, October 17th. And that means there is less than 48 hours left to take advantage of our emergency mega blowout sale. that is tied directly to the supply chain breakdowns happening across the world by design for the Great Reset. As the central banks attempt to bankrupt the mainline economy, to consolidate it, then to move in with the quadrillions of fake currency they have to buy up what's left of the infrastructure that they don't already control. This is economic warfare. And so InfoWars is under attack like every other pro-American independent organization, and we need funding. And so, despite the fact that we're running out of a lot of our best-selling products, I'm still offering them at huge sale prices because I need to move them out to get the capital in. So take advantage of this sale. It's only running until Monday night at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I have a few more comments about the globalists that died early this morning of complications, they tell us, from COVID-19. Who knows if that's even true? They lie so much, but they want to scare you and say, see, it's real, you better go out and get your shot. They're actually on the news saying, you better get your shot. Just type it in. Americans encouraged to take their COVID vaccine. Holdouts encouraged after Colin Powell died. And then they don't point out he was, quote, fully vaccinated. You can pull up the articles, him out there pushing it 6 months ago. Just like so many other prominent people take the shot and end up dead. Don't think there'll be a VAERS report about him, though. So he died of COVID, supposedly, but it didn't protect him. And here are the headlines. Colin Powell's death. Former Secretary of State dies from COVID complications at age 84. And you don't see anywhere in ABC, NBC, the London Independent, the BBC, the New York Times, nowhere do they say he was fully vaccinated. You can pull that up and look it up. We have links to it on InfoWars.com. CBS News, Colin Powell, first black Secretary of State, dies at 84 from complications of COVID-19. Nowhere does it say he was fully vaccinated. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell dies from COVID complications. NBC News. And there it is. Fully vaccinated Colin Powell dies from COVID complications. And we've got links to where he bragged about being fully injected in the article. Isn't that the news? Fully vaccinated? Gateway Pundit got it right. Colin Powell dies at 84 from COVID complications. He was fully vaccinated. Isn't that interesting? Very, very interesting. Okay, I'm going to hit the big news now. The super massive news, and I want to put on screen a Kit Daniels article that he wrote today about it. It's very, very important to put that headline up on screen. There it is. It's such a big deal. And again, I don't want, you see, when I see Joe Rogan really awake fighting the New World Order now, or Tucker Carlson really awake fighting it, I don't go, hey, those guys have horned in on my territory, or, oh man, they're getting so popular telling the truth. I think, thank God we've come this far, that the most popular people in the country and in the world, really, Tucker's loved around the world, so is Joe, that they both say, man, you were right, you helped wake me up, thank you. I mean, the left makes a big deal about it. They get so jealous of it. They have CNN pieces and MSNBC pieces and Media Matters pieces. I had a new one a few days ago saying it's just horrible that Joe Rogan talks to Alex Jones and their friends. It's horrible that Tucker Carlson says nice things about Alex Jones. We've got to boycott him or take him off the air because he's not allowed to. Because if I get defended as the main vanguard fighting this, well, then they can't demonize everybody else that does it and scare people away from the truth. They're going to fail in that fear. Because we should celebrate people that tell the truth. So I'm very, very excited to see how awake Rogan is, how hyper awake Tucker is, because I see Tucker even being more nuanced and understanding things that I didn't even understand. I mean, I'm learning stuff from Tucker Carlson. I learn a lot of stuff from Joe when I have time to watch his program and tune in on subjects I'm not, you know, really up on. But when it comes to geopolitics, the New World Order, and the globalists, and the drug companies, and their master plan, I've got the big, you know, 35,000-foot view of it. So that's a great thing. And we can't get mad at Dave Chappelle as he begins to wake up that he hasn't come super far yet. Because remember, we were once asleep. We were once just waking up. We were once babies in this as well. But Joe is no baby in this. And he wasn't 20-plus years ago when I knew him. He just chose not to believe this because it was too frustrating and too out of control. But as he saw things get worse and get bad, he said, I apologize. You know, I needed to set it on air. I needed to, you know, really come to grips with the fact that the world really is this bad. And I didn't want to admit it. I just wanted to enjoy my life. And it looks like I can't do that. I'm going to have to fight him or I won't have a life. And that's the same process we all go through. I mean, I want to go watch movies. I want to go screw around. I want to go hunting. I want to go fishing. I want to go drive around the country and look at the mountains and look at the oceans and go deep sea fishing. And I don't want to be doing this, but I have to because we will be slaves if we don't. In fact, now it's not, oh, the slavery's coming. It's here, and it's getting worse by the minute. So I'll actually hit this top story next segment because I want to just have a whole segment to really drill into this. But let's just put that headline back up from Kit Daniels. And then it's got a 20-minute piece, you know, I did live on air last night, laying all this out. But Davos Group pushes vaccine passports to enforce global carbon taxes. Now, imagine the magnitude of that. And realize what that signifies. What does that signify? A global consortium of corporations set up the UN. The UN 3 months ago put out a global standardization for a world vaccine passport. The Davos Group is the one that submitted it. The corporations are the ones that are now going to implement it and enforce it on us. And it tracks you and taxes you and decides where you can go and what you can do and will then selectively be used to shut down all their competition. It won't just cost $150 trillion in the next decade, as the UN officially released a report last week. It's not just $150 trillion in taxes on you. It's not just the global banks giving themselves that money to buy up more infrastructure and totally control our lives. It's designed to declare everything else non-essential and cut resources off to you. That's called siege. And so, yeah, it was theoretical, and it's something Enron came up with in the early 90s, and it's something that they adopted by the late 1990s as global policy, and now we're here in 2021, and they're doing it and saying it's meant to depopulate the third world. But the survivors of the third world will then be used as a weapon to invade and take over the West under UN direction. So that's the big 35,000 foot view. That's the big boil down. When I come back, I'm going to drill into all this separately. My friends, looking for my DNA Force Plus. It was on my desk, and now it has been removed from my desk. Will someone please bring me a bottle of DNA Force Plus? Annex 2 has been taken off my counter. Someone will please find it for me. Ah, there it is. I found it. It's my fault. Okay, so you see these? This is basically sold out green fibers from the very best wheatgrass and the rest of it concentrated. But DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 40% off. And I told you today would be the day that the sale ends because I've just been too busy working and covering news to come up with a new sale. And we're almost sold out of so many products. I don't even know what the new sale is going to be other than Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. People love it. It's been sold out for 4 or 5 months. It's the highest level of curcuminoids available, and that will soon be available in the next few days for sale and will be discounted again. So we're very excited that finally came back in because we won't cut the quality of the turmeric concentrate. And so it's been very, very hard to get it, and it's just super frustrating. At some point, we may just say super high-grade 95% concentrate's not available. So now we've got this new system that's 75. I don't know what it's going to be. We're having to look around just in case we hit. But it won't be called Body's Ultimate Turmeric anymore if it's not that quality. We'll call it something new and tell you it's not as good as the old one. We just can't get it. It's being honest with people. But we do have the original Body's. The truck arrived. Well, it actually arrives today. They told me it's arriving today. And so we'll be able to start selling it tomorrow. It'll be discounted. But right now, the big mega blowout sale, the emergency supply chain breakdown sale, let me give you the actual name of it. Going from memory here. InfoWars emergency supply chain breakdown sale, only hours left to save up to 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 40% off. DNA Force Ultra, back in stock, 25% off. About to sell out. Down and Out Liquid Sleep Formula, amazing, 50% off. Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine, 40% off. Supermel Vitality and Female Vitality, 40% off. Living Defense Plus, incredible, 40% off. It's all there. Winter Sun Plus, 50% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com and a bunch of other sales will end today. And it keeps us on air. And they're amazing products. So check it out. Get a t-shirt while you're at it. Get some books. Get some films. Get your storable foods while you still can as well. Major supply chain breakdowns.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Of October in the year 2021, year of our Lord, Revelation was fulfilled yet again with the establishment of a private corporate world government. Revelation says the world government will be run by merchants and 10 kings and third and three super regions. And the UN is divided the world into three super regions with 10 subsectors and is run by the corporate leaders, by the businessmen, by the traders. Now, either it's real and it's spiritual and it's manifesting, or they're using it as a blueprint of control. They're probably delusional and believe it's just a blueprint of control, but nevertheless, it's happened. Or is it an ancestral memory of this happening on this planet previous with another Atlantean civilization destroyed or on another planet? I'm just theoretically putting out what's happening here. Or people just came up with this thousands of years ago magically and warned it was coming, and entities from space came and warned them and said, you need to stop this and watch out when it happens because this is the main danger. This is how this fallen creature on this planet is going to try to take you over, and it's going to want your children, and it's going to want to kill your children. Wow, that must have been some good stuff that John the Revelator was smoking on the Isle of Patmos. Yes, and they're finding all over the world sunken cities in the Atlantic and in the Mediterranean and in the Caribbean. Some structures bigger than the pyramids. Again, everything Plato basically said has now been dug up or found, but Atlantis, and he wrote his nonfiction book, The Republic, and it's all in there. He wrote other books about Atlantis, energy system, flying machines, giant metal machines that men stepped into. Pretty wild stuff. Yeah, it wasn't the Japanese came up with Transformers. So you can try to figure out what this is, but the point is, the people running things know, and they want you dead. That's the directive they've been given. Now, to do that, they need to get you all signed up with a little digital minder that is a high-tech, trillion-dollar designed, totaled, $1 trillion of money or more has gone into these phones, that tracks where you are, where you go, what you do, that surveils you, that listens to you, that reads what you write, that sends you ads off of what you say to your wife or husband. It's all admitted now. They give it to you, deny it's happening. Now that you're addicted, they admit it's all happening. And now, over the phone, it's your chip you carry in your hand. Schwab said soon it'll be under your skin. That'll just be the new upgrade, the new requirement. He said first it'll be your phone, then it'll be sewn into your clothing, and then you'll have to have it under the skin under UN law. So they went to the UN, got a global COVID passport prepared, already had it previously prepared under another name. They roll it out 3 months ago. And then Davos Group puts out a video last week saying, oh, we're going to blood test you to travel. Everybody focused on that. But the other announcements were there's going to be a carbon tax that tracks what you buy, where you go, what you do with a carbon ration. And it'll decide when you can go somewhere, when you can fly on a plane, when you can leave your town, when you can get in a car. You won't just be taxed. It will decide if you're allowed to even move. Remember Planned-opolis put out by the Rockefeller Foundation, the UN, for elementary students in the United Kingdom, fifth and sixth graders. And it said, oh, your smartphone tells you when you can go outside. Your smartphone tells you when you can go to the store. Your smartphone tells you what type of job you'll have and your carbon allotment under the UN Global Food Council. They didn't just put out these cartoons for fifth and sixth graders in the UK, similar ones in Germany, put out by the UN where it says, when you're 14, you will take a Muslim husband. Muslim husbands are better than German husbands. These are real videos. I'm glad for you. That's just the type of stuff they put on there. So this is what they show children. This is what they show 10-year-olds. This is what they show 9-year-olds. And now it's here. And so here's the headline. Mark of the Beast officially announced Davos Group rolls out vaccine passports to enforce global carbon taxes to restrict travel. And then what's the final piece tied to that? I said it'll be a vaccine passport, told you this years ago, before they rolled out COVID. Then they'll call it a carbon tax pass connected to that. And then the final thing, your social credit score, which, again, is the beginning of the end. And that's the system, and that's the plan. They're rolling it out. And do you hear any of this from Rand Paul? Do you hear any of this from Tom Cotton or Ted Cruz? Because they're all as smart as I am or smarter. They all know this. But for some reason, Josh Hawley, all of them, just pay lip service to all this. They don't tell you, hey, world government's here. Hey, the UN ran this. They released the bioweapon. They're taking control of the U.S. The big corporations are enforcing this and rolling this out through the airlines, through the businesses to make you do this, to have a job or go to the hospital or get on a plane. And then they're going to phase it right down to your daily life where if you don't follow all the social credit score rules they have, they're going to demote you. The Chinese model, guys, pull up the Chinese model, is from like 1,400, I think. I forget the actual number. And then that's the highest score you can get. And AI is watching you, and cameras are watching you, and special tattletales are watching you. They're able to go in, no judge, no jury, and just lower your credit score, and suddenly things cost you more. Yeah, so 850 is the maximum. And everybody starts out below that. And then it just goes from there. And it's tied into everything. And it's already here. And this is the plan. But first, they got to bankrupt the world economy. First, they got to destroy the old to bring in the new. And they've got to use all the devaluation for them to buy up everything so that when everything shuts down, they own the farms, the ranches, the auto parts stores, the machine shops, the supplement factories, everything. The tile factories, the flooring factories, the light bulb factories. They're going around buying everything globally for five times what it's worth in many cases and shutting it down, closing them. Not so their established companies make more money. Oh, that's part of it. Vertical integration. Vertical consolidation. No. It's because they don't want you to have a job or know how to have a job or know how to do machining or know how to restart communities because they're going to collapse everything and then cut off the food and start mass starvation. Now, I've been telling you this every hour of every show for 20-plus years. Now it's here. And here's some of the headlines today. Hashtag empty shelves trends. Hashtag empty shelves Joe trends dominates Twitter as ships back up the ports and Biden administration blames Trump. Here's another one. Supermarkets in Germany can now block entry to the unvaccinated, and they're saying they are. This is out of the locals.de. Can't buy or sell. First, it's if you don't have the shot. Then it's if you have the wrong political views. They're already announcing that. U.S. Treasury Secretary Sec warns unvaccinated Americans that shortages will continue until everyone is jabbed. Oh, and there's more jabs. U.K.'s Chicken King warns the era of cheap food is over. Remember what CNN said last week? They said the before time. They said COVID's teaching us to have less. It's good because they're teaching you to be poor, to control you. But they're going to be richer and more powerful than ever and test all their new biologicals on you to give themselves cures and diseases. You just get to die. And meanwhile, it's official. The Navy now to separate unvaccinated as sexual predators and criminals on a database, making it criminal in your social credit score if you don't take the deadly shot. And then it gets worse. We now know what FEMA's doing. $100+ billion left over from all the spending last year to shore up hospitals that were going to be hit by millions of dying, 15 days to flatten the curve. Now the hospital groups are firing all these nurses to trigger the emergency FEMA money, bring in FEMA operatives who are not inoculated, who are not injected with the Franken shot. They don't have to be. It wasn't about that. It was about getting rid of the regular employees to trigger the emergency to federalize medicine and then bring in the $100 billion to the medical groups who help write the regulations. Biden's FEMA has taken full control of America's health care, and it's about to get worse. That's yesterday's full show. So it ain't coming. It's here. The good part is I don't have to sit here and tell you it's coming anymore and show you documents like I used to. You're just going to live it now. And let me just show you from the actual scans, you know, screenshots of the video, the little minute 44 Davos video they just put out last Thursday. Here it is. COVID pass plans to launch in September. This app could help revive global travel and large events during the pandemic when they're the ones that triggered it and did the lockdown. So they hold you hostage. And as you get deeper in here, they say, oh, yeah, we're going to take your blood. Yeah, you have total privacy. It's the opposite of that. We scan everything you do. We track you. And then they say, yeah, we're going to have carbon taxes tied to it, and it's already being implemented, and it'll also help cut travel. It commits to mandatory carbon offsetting for each of its passengers through the app. Oh, to preserve environmental benefits of reduced air travel during the crisis. Oh, my gosh. We're going to cut air travel by charging you more to save the earth, just like during the lockdown. It already happened. So this is the new carbon lockdown, which they said they would do 2 years ago. See how it works? Being put under the leftist, global, transhumanist, post-human dictatorship. You're now in the Mark of the Beast New World Order.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. And then